Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
People are conflicted between Jesus and good deeds as the way to heaven. Well, in the Bible, Titus 3 and 5 says, God saved us not because of our good works or the righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. One of the ways that God shows us that Jesus Christ is truly his son, proving his deity, is through prophecy. You see, only God knows the future. In fact, in Isaiah 46 and 9, God says, remember the things that I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. There's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. So the Old Testament contains over 300 prophetic references to the Messiah. And they were all fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Only God, who knows the future, could have revealed these predictions, resulting with such supernatural accuracy. But could this still be a coincidence? Well, I want you to listen to what an ex-skeptic said about the significance of prophecy. He wrote, the odds of just 48 Old Testament prophecies coming to pass concerning Jesus are statistically the same odds as identifying and then releasing a single molecule. Among all the molecules in a trillion, 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 billion universes, the size of our universe, and then recovering that same molecule again. That's if Jesus only fulfilled 48 of the prophecies. I got news for you. He fulfilled all 300. Can we give God a hand of praise for our Savior, the Son of God? God anointed him also to prove to the world that he was his son. He gave him the Holy Spirit and he gave him power to do miracles. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all. Say all. Not some. All who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus lived a life of miracles. While Jesus was on earth, many did not believe that he was the Son of God until he did a miracle. I'm going to give you an example. In John 2 and 23, it says, while Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people believed in him because they saw the miracles that he performed. Jesus himself said that the miracles that he did validated who he was. And they absolutely do. How many other heads of religions or founders of religions did miracles? Yet they have, in one case, over a billion people following. Jesus said in John 14, 11, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Perhaps you doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Savior of the world. Well, God empowered him to do miracles to convince you. Now, I want you to listen to some of the miracles that he performed. Jesus had power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. In Mark chapter 1 and 33, it says, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then Jesus healed those who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. Here's another one, 1 John 3 and 8. It talks about the Son of God. It says the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus Christ came into this world to introduce God the Father to us. He came into this world primarily to die for us and to give us eternal life. But a very big part of his assignment was to destroy the power of the devil over our lives. We need to pause and thank God for that. The Bible says, sin shall have no dominion over you. The devil has no power over you. No power. In fact, while he was here, he gave his followers power to defeat the devil and evil spirits, just to show us. In Luke 10 and 19, listen to what it says. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Not some, not most, all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you, because evil spirits must obey you. Come on, look at the person next to you and tell them, evil spirits must obey you. Can we give God a hand of praise for that? We have power over the realm of the spirit because of Jesus Christ, because he's the Son of God. Now, the Bible gives us other miracles. One was he fed thousands of people twice in the wilderness. Let me just give you one reference there. Mark chapter 8 and 6. Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took 7 loaves and he thanked God for them, and he broke them into pieces and gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. And there were a few fishes as well. So Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to pass them out to the crowd. So they ate until they were full. Say, they were full. They ate till they were full, the Bible says. And when the scraps were picked up, there were 7 large baskets of food left over. That's a miracle. The Bible says, and there were about 4,000 people in the crowd that day. And then he sent them home full. The Bible tells us that Jesus had power over nature. He rebuked the storm. In Mark chapter 4 and 37, a great windstorm arose and the waves beat the boat so that it was filling up with water. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. So his disciples woke him up and said, teacher, don't you care? We are perishing here. We are about to drown. Hello, Jesus. Then he woke up and he rebuked the wind. He said, stop it. Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Not only did he stop a storm, he walked on the water. John 6 and 18. How many of you believe the Bible is true? These are not fairy tales. Now, I have to tell you, what you watch in Marvel comic books and all of these superheroes, that's not true. Hollywood makes everything look real true. That's not true. But what we're reading is true. Jesus walked on the water. Yeah, give him a hand of praise. He's the Son of God. He's a miracle worker, and he's still doing miracles today. If you're sick and you need healing, he's your healer today. By his stripes, you were healed. You can believe the word of God. You can embrace the word of God. You can accept the word of God. And know whatever God says is the truth. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should change his mind. If he said it, he's going to do it. That's what the Bible says. Amen and amen. The Bible says in John 6 and 18, then the sea arose because of a great wind was blowing. So his disciples, as they rowed about 3 or 4 miles, then they saw Jesus walking on the sea, drawing out before them, or drawing near toward them. And they were afraid. They said, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. Jesus said, no, it's me. Don't be afraid. Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat, listen, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. See, most of us talk about him walking on the water, but we don't talk about when he got in the boat. Shoo! It was there. And Jesus had power over death to raise the dead. How about that? He raised Jairus' daughter. That's found in Luke chapter 8, 51, when he arrived at the house of Jairus. He did not let anyone go into the house with him except for Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning and because she had died. And Jesus said, stop it. Stop wailing. She's not dead. She's asleep. The Bible says, and they all laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. And her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them, give us something to eat. Jesus raised a widow's son. This is found in Luke chapter 7 and 12. It says a funeral procession was coming out as Jesus was approaching the village gate, and the boy who had died was the only son of a widow, and many mourners from the village were with her. And when Jesus saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. So he went to the mom and he said, don't cry. Then he walked over to the coffin and he touched it. And the bearer stopped. And Jesus said, young man, get up. Then the dead boy sat up. I said the dead boy sat. I said, the dead boy sat up. Jesus said, sit up. He sat up. Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk. He's probably trying to complete his last conversation before he expired. And now he's going to start talking. The Bible says he started talking to those around him. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. My. The last event I want to talk about is Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, died. And 4 days later, Jesus came to the family to bring him back to life. 4 days. He waited 4 days. His sisters were disappointed that Jesus had not come in time to heal him because they had sent notice to Jesus. Lazarus, your friend is sick. Jesus said, I know. I'll wait. When Jesus arrived, he performed the miracle. He said in John 11 and 40 to Martha, did not I tell you that you would see God's glory if you would just keep believing? And that's a message for us today. Some of us think the thing we have prayed for, it's over. You've passed the time limit. What are we going to do? Jesus can come 4 days later to a dead man's funeral and wake him up. Don't you think God is in control of your situation too?
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us on April 18th for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
There is no out of time with God. God created time. Don't say it's too late for God. It's never too late for God. Jesus asked them to remove the stone covering. It was where Lazarus was laid. Verse 41, it says, so they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it aloud so that these people standing here would know that you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came out. The boy sat up. The little girl got up. Lazarus came out. But wait a minute. His hands and his feet were bound in grave clothes. How did he come out? I'm not going to go with the very supernatural. I'm going to try and keep it a little natural after a supernatural act. He had to at least be hopping out. But if you see somebody in grave clothes hopping out of the grave, you may wonder about it. Especially if you've never seen it again. None of those people there had seen that before. Lazarus came hopping out. Folks, listen, God's word proves the deity of Jesus Christ. The miracles was so great that Jesus did. They convinced many that Jesus was the Son of God. People were both joyful and they were amazed by the miracles. I had to add one more thing here in my message because the Lord told me to tell you this. God wants you to be joyful. He wants you to have a satisfied life. He wants you to have peace in your life. Whatever you're dealing with, Christ is the answer. In Matthew 11 and 28, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are tired and have heavy loads. Sounds like people are stressed out. Heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn of me because I am gentle, I am humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your life. Jesus said, the teachings that I ask you to accept, they're easy. And the load that I give you to carry, it is light. I'm going to say it again. God wants you to experience his joy. You say, well, how do I get it? Joy is a result of his presence with us. You got to allow his presence to be with you. Which means you have got to allow time for his presence in your busy day. Even as you begin your day early with prayer, with meditation, with reading the word, ask for his presence. His presence is the Holy Spirit. And Psalm 16:11, it says, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Now, what is joy? Joy is defined as intense and ecstatic happiness. It is really the expressions of satisfaction, that you're really satisfied. It's so interesting that one of Jesus's last prayers to his Father was, place within us his joy. This is found in John 17 and 13. Jesus prayed to his Father, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still here in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy with them. See, Jesus wanted you to be filled with his joy. His joy is a deep, abiding joy that cannot be influenced by circumstances of life. He was going to the cross, but he had joy. You can have the joy of God in your life regardless of what you're going through. You can lose everything. You can be direly sick. There can be all kinds of disasters going on around you, and you can still snicker and smile. Then someone will say, he's cracking up. He's losing his mind. No, maybe it's just the joy of the Lord. That is my strength. God will support you no matter what you're going through. You don't have to lose your mind. You simply have to let in the joy of God in your life. You simply have to remember that God is by your side. No matter what happens in your life, he's there. He's holding you. He's carrying you. God is there. He's with you. Rebuke the spirit of depression and oppression. Put on the garment of praise. Thank you, Lord, that you're here. Well, do you see the disaster? Yeah, but thank God it could be a lot worse if the Lord wasn't here. And I know that I'll be all right because God is with me. And if God is with me, everything is still all right. Can we give God some praise for that? Doesn't matter what I go through. God is with me. Jesus is God's son. He's our savior. He's our miracle worker. He came to provide salvation for us. He came to give us joy. He came to give us peace. He came to give us heaven. Think of all of this. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to think about. That Jesus Christ would come all the way from heaven down. Just to save us, to bless us, and to prepare us for heaven.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you'll give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.